Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Walker Wildman. Walker, what did we post on our Today's Issues Facebook page?
I posted the AFR.net link. That's AFR.net. There you can go and sponsor a child for India Partners and read more about that. And I also posted the New York Post article titled "How Obama is Scheming to Sabotage President Trump's."
What Fred was talking about in Sandy,
mm-hmm.
Yes, talking about early. I just texted Abe Hamilton, see if he could come over for a minute. He's a constitutional lawyer that works for us. Get him to comment on. I'm just now reading this Associated Press article, which we have on onenewsnow.com, dated February 14th, which is today, about this federal judge in the state of Virginia has granted a preliminary injunction barring the Trump administration from implementing its travel ban in the state of Virginia. And what she has cited and what the Attorney General of the state of Virginia argued is that this is a religious ban. And so you have a federal judge. I'm sorry to be spending so much time on this, folks, but this is outrageous, quite frankly. And a usurpation? Is that the correct word?
Sure. Usurpation.
Of the Constitution of the United States. If a judge can rule this, there's no separation of powers anymore. It's judges rule the land, period. Because what this judge has done, Ed, and we'll get to Steve in just a minute, is this federal judge has said, as it applies to the state of Virginia, the President of the United States has no control over immigration. If I say, I being the judge, that this is a religious ban, even though religion is not mentioned, and by the way, according to the statute, the president could ban Muslims if he wanted to. It says any class of aliens.
Right.
Okay. So if he wanted to, constitutionally, statutorily, President Trump could say, I'm banning Muslims. Now, you can't do that practically speaking,
mm-hmm.
I don't think.
It would be unwise. There's no need to do that.
You wouldn't, but I'm just saying, theoretically, you could ban any class of aliens, is what it says. Now,
Right. But
to this point, this judge has made up, Ed, this idea that this is a ban on Muslims when it's not. It's not in the executive order. It only mentions seven countries. The vast majority of Muslim countries in this world are not affected. And yet, this one judge says, see there, President Trump, you're implementing a Muslim ban when he's not, and therefore I strike it down in the state of Virginia.
Well, the words you used, this judge made up, well, that is exactly what conservatives have been complaining about for decades. Really, for 40 or 50 years, this judge is, in a sense, legislating from the bench. When we talk about legislating from the bench, this is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring what the law says,
right,
and instituting a ruling that has the same effect as law when Congress is the one who's in charge of passing the law. That's what this judge has done. This judge has said the duly passed law that informed President Trump's lawful decision is, I'm declaring it null and void, and I'm going to tell you what the policy is going to be from now on. So that is what when we talk about, Walker, we talk about judges legislating from the bench, being activist judges.
Yeah.
They are acting in such a way as to accomplish what they want to see happen because they can't get it done in Congress.
Right. Yeah, and that's what you've seen happen specifically in this scenario with the Ninth Circuit and this is that the federal judge in Virginia. You have the explicit text of federal law, which is not arbitrary where you can interpret it three or four different ways. It is clear, it says in clear English, that the president has the sole authority
right.
to regulate immigration.
Right.
And but the judges are ruling to the contrary
right.
of the explicit text.
Yeah. And they're using the, in this case, the Attorney General of the state of Virginia argued that this is a First Amendment case, a religious freedom case. In other words, Judge, we want you to apply the First Amendment to Somalis and Sudanese or whatever the countries were, Yemen and Iran. They have First Amendment rights here in America, these people.
Yeah, we have Senator,
that's what he's arguing.
We have Senator Ted Cruz's 30-second clip explaining the law on this. Would you like to play it?
Yes.
But this order had explicit statutory authorization. Indeed, the text of Title 8 of the United States Code, Section 1182F, reads as follows, quote, "Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interest of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he deems necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate."
Wow, that's very clear, Ed.
It absolutely is clear. And when we, when we talk about activist judges, this judge in Virginia apparently just said, I don't think so.
Yeah, and like you said, we conservatives, if we want to get things done, we try to petition Congress or our state legislator to present legislation of which we can get things done legally. The left, they don't even have to do that. They just go to this one judge
right.
and convince him of their case
yeah.
without having to do all the legislative work.
Well, Abraham Hamilton III, Abe's generally with us on Wednesdays, and he'll be with us tomorrow. But Abe's public policy analyst for American Family Association and constitutional attorney. Abe, I was just... We were just talking about this situation with this federal judge. This is what we're facing in this country. I don't know how exactly we beat it. We need to come up with a strategy, mm-hmm. and I'm sure President Trump and his team of attorneys and Jeff Sessions are thinking about how to best fight back against something like this. But
this is bad. This is worse. And I believe you said this is worse than the Ninth Circuit's ruling. Because you have not only a court substituting its preferences concerning immigration policy, but you have the courts using their position on the bench to go in and try to parse the mind of the president. And a basic, for example, tenet of contract law is that courts are supposed to review the law concerning a contract based upon the four corners of the contract. You have the courts now going beyond the immigration order to read into their decision something beyond the immigration order that, in effect, will convey citizenship rights to people not even in America, let alone being American. This is the beginnings of a real constitutional crisis in our country.
Don't you think, Abe, the political solution to this, to me, is you're going to have the Congress bring up articles of impeachment against one of these judges to, you may not win, mm-hmm. okay? This is so serious mm-hmm. that this would be a great, great time to do this, to bring up articles of impeachment. Now, Ed, you pointed out earlier, we were off mic, that in order to impeach a federal judge, you have to have grounds
yeah, right.
to
high
do
bar.
It. And it's a high bar, but I would say, I mean, you got vague terms like good behavior.
But if
you're usurping the Constitution of the
right.
United States,
right.
creating a constitutional crisis mm-hmm. based on things that are outside your purview, that's not good behavior.
If that doesn't qualify, then essentially you can do whatever you want as long as you don't get a speeding ticket.
You can't impeach a federal judge. Or at least bring up articles of impeachment, as they say, to try to hold these people accountable. These people, I mean, the federal judges. I don't know. Replace them when they die or retire.
Well,
let
me just ask. Here's mm-hmm. my suggestion. I'm going to ask you, Abe, if this is possible, because my understanding is that the Congress can do things like establishing the jurisdiction of the courts and those kind of things. Can Congress pass legislation that says that all federal judges must make rulings that are linked to the Constitution itself? And if they fail to do that, or whatever the standard is, if they fail to do that, they can face impeachment.
Or is that too complicated? Well, it's not complicated, and to be frank, it's not anything different than what they're supposed to be doing right now. You see, the only court in the country that is created constitutionally is the Supreme Court. Every other court is created by Congress. They're statutory Article III courts. So I would suggest one of the things that should strongly be considered by a Republican Congress is whether or not these courts should remain as currently constituted. There's nothing prohibiting the Congress from completely, for example, disbanding the Ninth Circuit as currently constituting and passing a subsequent legislation reforming the Ninth Circuit where you get to appoint brand new judges. There's nothing prohibiting that. In fact, and I think I may have mentioned this before, there is legislation that has been introduced that is presenting a reduction in the jurisdictional spans of the Ninth Circuit and creating a new 12th Circuit. Breaking up the court. The Ninth Circuit right now is the largest circuit in the country. It takes over almost a year and a half to get anything through the court, and it is the most reversed court in the country. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that is clear grounds that any legislature, especially a Republican-dominated House and Republican majorities in the Senate, could consider, and that will be a shot across the bow for these judges to recognize, hey, you think you have this lifetime perch. Should you continuously abuse the Constitution and use the judiciary as a supra-legislature, rest assured that Congress will use its authority to oversee the courts, because these statutory courts are overseen supposedly by Congress.
If I can use a sports metaphor here to tell people where we are with the federal judiciary, the federal courts, and again, federal judges, there's three levels, as you know. There's the individual federal judge that has jurisdiction in an area near you, wherever you maybe live, right, and they live. And then you have an appellate court made up usually of 12 to 15 federal judges that are in districts, as Abe just talked about. For example, where we live in Mississippi, it's the 5th District in New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Well, wherever you maybe live in the country, there's a federal circuit court of appeals that has jurisdiction over your state. Now, what happened here, back to the sports metaphor, the secular progressives, the liberals, the humanists, they have had 8 years of federal judges appointed and Supreme Court appointments. They were on the 10-yard line with the ball, first and goal. And they were about to score a touchdown, which would game over. Well, with Trump's victory, the good guys were able to make a fourth down stand and prevent the secular progressives from completely taking over the federal court and the Supreme Court for a generation. And so I hope you're still following my sports metaphor, mm-hmm. Abe. So the fourth down stand that was made by Team Trump, if you will, now they have the ball, that is President Trump, but they got it on their own 10, and they're facing 90 yards.
And the refs are pulling for the other team.
The refs being the media, I think, is pulling for the other team, and the law schools in this country. That's the kind of situation that's going on here. Abe, you'll be on with us tomorrow. We can talk more about this. But this federal judge today in Virginia, the ruling, her name, I'm assuming it's a her. Do you call a person an it first, and then you call it a her?
No, I think it's Leone. Or
is that a man or a woman? Well, I guess I'm making a judgment about he may be a woman today.
Oh man.
Huh? Well, I mean, I don't know how he's feeling.
Right.
I don't know if it's a he. U.S. District Judge Leona, L-E-O-N-I-E, Brinkema, B-R-I-N-K-E-M-A. This is out of McLean, Virginia. basically
female. It's a female.
Okay, female. She told President Trump, you can't control immigration in the state of Virginia if I think that you're trying to ban Muslims, so I'm going to shut you down, Mr. President. I don't care how many
laws you cite.
Or how many CIA briefings you get where it shows where these terrorists are coming from. This is just wrong. Imagine us being in a state of war. What if we were at war with Iran, for example, and a federal judge said you can't stop Iranians from coming into the U.S. because they're Muslims?
Right.
Steve Jordahl has been sitting silently by waiting to talk to us from OneNewsNow.com. Go ahead, Steve, comment.
We are at war. We have declared war
with Islamic,
against ISIS.
With
Islamic terrorists.
Okay, that's a good... I was talking about a nation war.
Well, we're in a declared war. We've been at war for 10 years.
We're in a war with Islamic
war on
jihad.
Terrorism. Yeah.
Islamic jihad. But I'm just saying that's true. You got a good point. We are at war, and President Trump knows that, and he's trying to do something to stop the enemy from coming into our country under the guise of immigration, and he's being thwarted by the federal courts.
What we're facing in terms of terrorism is exactly what was promulgated when the Immigration and Nationality Act was passed so that we could protect our national interests when there are clear hostile actors afoot. And this is a
constitutional crisis that must be resolved the right way.
Yes.
And, Abe, do you think it's going to take one of these immigrants committing an act of terror on U.S. soil?
I pray not.
To wake
up.
Well, I will say this.
We've
I will say this. That might clarify in the minds of the American public
right.
who's
yeah.
right.
It's not
but federal
change.
Judges like
yeah.
this,
they don't care.
They are impervious.
They go to their gated homes.
Yes.
A perfect example is the oral arguments in the Ninth Circuit when it's clear it's been in the news, for example, the attack on Ohio State University's
right.
campus.
Was committed by a Somali.
That was in the news,
yeah.
but it did not prohibit the judge from asking the questions, are there any examples of people
right.
from
he
these countries?
He didn't even know.
The judge did know.
Oh,
The judge did know. The judge said, well, that's not in the record. So even though the judge knows this, knows
yeah.
the answer to it to their own yeah. questions, it doesn't prevent them from asking the questions in order to advance this ridiculous agenda.
Yeah.
And it's
well, I hope the president speaks to this today, and if I were him, I'd pick up the phone and call Attorney General Jeff Sessions and say, you come over to the White House. You and I are going in the press room, that is, and you're going to lecture the American people
yeah,
on the law.
The Constitution.
And because Jeff Sessions would do a great job at that, I'm sure he will speak to this. But by constitutional crisis, I mean, we don't seem to have checks and balances anymore. This seems to be the rule of federal judges. They have the last say. I know
plus,
some.
Plus, I will say this: we have drifted for 50 or 60, maybe more, years away from the constitutional foundations of our rulings. And you talked about this in one of our meeting yesterday, Abe, our leadership meeting, because we've moved away from constitutional. The decisions of the federal courts anchored in the Constitution, and we have moved instead to case law, which is the rulings of other judges inform the rulings of other judges. You almost have to somehow wipe away all that has kind of attached itself to the Constitution and somehow get us to circle back to say, for example, if the Supreme Court wants... If somebody wants a right for gays to marry, they've got to amend the Constitution.
Right.
There is no finding it under the bed somewhere,
right.
which is what the Supreme Court did almost 2 years ago, well, a year and a half ago. You've got to amend the Constitution. You've got to return the power of making and extending those rights. You got to take it out of the hands of activist judges and get it back into the hands of the American people. I'm not sure how you go about that because it has to be step by step. But to me, that is a major problem.
Well, now you're talking about the national security is at risk. I think President Trump tweeted on that last week. He said something to the effect, this is serious. And so, anyway, we'll see what happens today. But I hope there is a strong a reaction from the White House, from Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I couldn't think of a better person in charge now to fight back than him.
It needs to be strong because I think one of the realities that we're facing, judges are people too, and we should not assume that popular sentiment does not influence them to a degree. And if the president and AG Sessions could communicate effectively to the American people, one, how far we've drifted away from constitutional fidelity, and two, the dangers that are inherent in doing so. Because here's the thing. It's easy to celebrate things like this when it's in favor of your opinion. But it's kind of like, you know, the song Stop, the Rights You Save Might Be Your Own.
Yeah.
It's very easy when things switch, and it should there come a time when there are judges who don't agree with the progressives.
Right.
And they will be screaming at the top of their lungs saying, this is tyranny, this is dictatorial rule.
Right.
It has to happen. The American people have to be reoriented and reeducated concerning the Constitution. And it should. This requires a strong condemnation from the White House. Yeah.
Thank you, Abe. Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for American Family Association and a constitutional attorney, and heard Wednesdays here on Today's Issues. Steve Jordahl. Steve, hey. You got the last 2 minutes of the show, bro. Whatever you want to talk about, you go for it.
I along the same lines, I came across an op-ed. By the way, top of the page at onenewsnow.com, we have an article about the NFL threatening Texas over its bathroom rules. And then we also have a column by Bob Knight in which he cites the ACLU director Anthony Romero saying that he's going to carpet bomb the Trump administration with lawsuits and thereby robbing it of momentum, gum up the machinery of its anti-civil liberties and anti-civil rights agenda. So they're promising lawsuits.
They say it like that?
That's a quote.
From the ACLU?
From the ACLU.
So they're basically, every time the Trump administration makes a move, they're going
to
get sued,
you know, with a lawsuit.
You know what Congress and the White House have to do? They need to have a little meeting, it'd be a big meeting, all the Republicans, and they need to say, look, we need to quit getting distracted by the frivolous lawsuits, the media, et cetera. President Obama's organizing for action, the hysteria. They need to say, we got 4 years to get things done. And so let's ignore the fake outrage and let's get things done.
It's hard to ignore a court that stops the agenda, though. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. If they can go court shopping, which
they
know where
to file. I'm talking about legislation.
Well, they do need to do that, but then in order to do that, they're kind of consumed with trying to get Trump's cabinet together and get the government functioning because it's only half functional.
It is a good point, though, Walker's making. You know, so far it is executive orders that are being challenged. So you get some laws out there. Yeah. That might be a different
animal. And that's on Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to get things done that the president ran on.
Right.
And it's those guys' job.
The ACLU is still going to sue,
right?
You know, but
yeah. But anyway, they have the majority in the House and the Senate and the White House. Walker, to your point, they need to get on with the business.
If you can't do it now, it will never get done. Right.
And Judge Gorsuch.
Yep. Gorsuch,
that is critical that he be confirmed,
and pretty soon, because some of this stuff is going to make its way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve. Go to onenewsnow.com. Go to our Today's Issues Facebook page to post comments about the show and to read the articles where we got the content of the program today to talk about. My thanks to Ed and to Walker and to Fred and to Brent for running the board for us. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.